remain standing for the call to worship, followed by the Apostles' Creed. Oh, lighting of the Advent candle. Dave and Linda can come forward. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dave and Linda, for doing this special thing. That's why I got my wife to keep me straight. I think this is the first time Dave and Linda's ever lit the Advent candle. So we're a long time ago. Well, thank you. God loves you.
The second Sunday of Advent preparation, Luke 1:26-33. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The second candle is the candle of preparation. The angel Gabriel was sent to Mary to prepare her as a chosen vessel to be the mother of Jesus. Mary's fears of the angel were replaced by great joy and love when she understood the message. Her son would be the Messiah. The Lord let his love shine upon her and fill her with light and happiness. Mary gave forth praise and thanksgiving, thanking God for the wondrous things he had given her. Let us also give thanks for God's wondrous gifts to us as we make preparations for the celebration of Christmas. May the word of God's hope and the preparation of our lives be renewed this second Sunday in Advent.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Linda and Dave.